You know, if a woman was gonna make a dress or something like that, and she had to go to town to get some, buy some material for it, sometimes doesn't she take a little piece of cloth with her to make sure that she's getting the right color and all that?
Yeah. They call that a matching scrap.
Matching scrap.
To match the goods with matching scrap.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they call that, if that's what you want to know. Some of them call them samples of the goods.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what do you call this thing that a woman wears around her waist when she's working in the kitchen to keep from getting her dress dirty?
Apron.
That's her apron. Some of those have bibs to them.
Oh, yeah. Bibs up here front, yeah. Bibs. The bibs, as a rule, ain't like an apron. The apron goes around your waist, you see, and hangs down. The bib comes up from you, under your chin down.
Mm-hmm.
That bib is mostly for eating. Keeps from getting the stuff on your clothes.
Yeah. You remember when a woman was changing a baby's diaper, this thing that she'd use to hold the diaper together, what would she use, usually?
Diaper bag?
Well, the metal thing, you know, that you stuck through it to keep it together.
Safety pin.
That was a safety pin. Why do they call it a safety pin?
Well, when you open it and push it through the diaper and all and everything, and get it hooked up like you want, you mash it down in, hook it under that thing, and it's safety, it won't come loose, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And stick to child.
Yeah, I see.
That's why it's called a safety pin.
Well, what about this thing that has ink in it that people used to write with? Call that a...
You mean a writing pen?
Yeah. Well, what about, I wanted to ask you, talk about clothing. What would you say that a man's three-piece suit consists of?
Coat, vest, and pants.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever heard men call their pants by any other name?
How then?
Have you ever heard men call their pants anything else?
Well, some of the pants, they call them slacks. There was another name, but I don't remember now what that name was.
Let's see.
They have pants they call jeans.
Yeah. Do you ever
buckskin pants, they used to make them out of deer hides.
What about, do you ever hear people say trousers?
Yeah, trousers.
Same thing?
Same thing as pants, trousers. I forgot about them.
What about these things that a lot of farmers like to wear them? They got straps over the shoulders and a kind of bib.
Overalls?
Yeah. People still wear those a lot around here?
Late years, they don't wear too many of them. When I was a boy, the men folks wore all them kind of clothes. But late years, they quit it.
Uh-huh.
The heat got so bad on the bodies that way where the straps went over them till they went to a belt like I got.
Oh, yeah.
To stop that heat. It just eats you up in the summertime.
I bet it would.
That heat getting in your back here and everything.
Yeah.
Where the straps goes.
Were those things usually bought at the store? Or
yeah, made? They were bought at the store.
Mm-hmm.
I guess some of them were made, but the majority of them I ever saw was bought at a store or something.
Mm-hmm. Do people around here usually have one set of clothes that they save and just wear on Sundays mostly? Don't wear any other time?
Some of them that have what's called special occasion clothes, Sunday clothes.
Mm-hmm.
All of them that I ever used to tried to have what they call Sunday clothes for wear on Sunday, special occasion.
Mm-hmm.